But let's first of all go straight to Arklow. And last night we learned the news that we're all dreading, that Nadine Lott had passed away following a brutal attack in her home in Arklow. The 30-year-old woman passed away in hospital yesterday after sustaining serious injuries. Gardaí say the results of a post-mortem examination will determine the course of the investigation. A man has been charged in connection with the incident. Fianna Fáil councillor in the town, Tommy Ansley, is on the line. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. This is dreadful news.
Devastating. Absolutely. It's a massive shock, Declan. There's a cloud over Arklow, and it's not just full of rain. It's everybody. Even in the surrounding areas, as far as Wicklow and Goy, everybody's in shock over this. Such a lovely family, a lovely girl. Oh, my God, it's just absolutely desperate. And it wasn't for the want of prayers. The amount of people who are praying that she would pull through this. But last night we got the terrible news that she didn't make it. Just to say the shock and horror, it's just devastating.
Indeed. I know from working in the shop and being in member of the community like that, you'd get a good feeling of how people in the town must feel. Well, people came out and I know they didn't want to call it a vigil as such, but it was a stand in solidarity the other night with the family.
I've never witnessed anything like it, Declan. It was absolutely beautiful, if you could say beautiful. There was a lot of tears, a lot of emotions in the park. You could hear a pin drop. Ukrainian choir were singing. That was absolutely beautiful, and everyone was there for one reason, and I was praying that she would pull through this. You know, the amount of support for the family is unbelievable, but unfortunately things turned to the worst yesterday evening when she passed away. And like, there was things happening in the town last night and they were going to be cancelled, and it was just too far to go to cancel things, events, but there was no one had the will to do anything last night, only mourn for this lovely girl and her family. It's just very, very sad.
Nadine and her family, well known in the town.
They surely are. Absolutely. You know, she's a massive circle of friends. Her family are very well respected in the town. And it goes back generations. So they're very well known in the town. And surrounding areas. So yeah. It's just terrible, terrible sad today.
Lots of pictures of Nadine in the newspapers today. Gosh, a gorgeous looking woman.
Absolutely. She was the Maritime Festival Queen a number of years ago, and you have to be of good nature to win that competition as well, you know. So, absolutely beautiful girl. Tributes are flying in. I got a phone call from the ex-parish priest, Father Martin Cosgrove, rang me this morning to express his sympathy for the town. So, the phone hasn't stopped, Declan. And I'm only a councillor in the town, and they're just, everyone can feel the grief that the town, and especially so close to Christmas. There's no good time, but at Christmas time, this will be remembered for a long, long time.
Yeah, and the circumstances as well. I know we can't get into what might be going on legally, but I mean the circumstances of a young life being, you know, ultimately taken like that, you know.
Horrific is the only word that I could say. Absolutely horrific. You know, there's no explanation for it. There's no reasoning in this act of madness. One minute of madness and the stress and grief has caused so many families across the community. And that's all I could really say on that, Declan, as you can understand.
Yeah. Nadine worked in a beauty salon, is that right?
She did, yes, in the town here, yeah. So, that shop will be devastated as well, you know. Yeah, customers are in grief and doesn't bear thinking about, Declan.
Because I'd say with her age and basically her look, she'd great empathy with her customers as well, and you know, a lot of people would have known her, you know.
Absolutely. But Declan, as someone said to me last night, that could have been my daughter, and it could have been my daughter as well as the person that said to me's daughter, and we can only imagine the devastation that the family's gone through. And there's no words can express how the family are feeling or what you could say. There's just no words could say anything about this. You know, just, you've got to, You've got to be there for the family and support them. That's it.
Indeed, and I'm sure the community are doing that. Tommy,
absolutely.
Thanks very much indeed, Tommy, for your
time. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Nadine Lott passed away last night. That's Tommy Ansley, member of the council.